Is that bacon cooking? Hell no, that's freedom. What's going on, everybody? My name is JP. Welcome to the Smells Like Freedom podcast. This is your Freedom Friday edition. Who's with me? I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in. I can't do it without the support from all of the listeners and the audience who are on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, listening to me on all the different streaming platforms, Google, Apple, Spotify, iHeart. I'm sure I forgot some. Oh, well. But I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really, really do appreciate it. And thanks so much for tuning into the new format that we've got. So riding solo these days. So today, I just want to find out, you know, and definitely put it in the comments on Facebook or Instagram, shit like that. Who here has little ones? More importantly, who here has little ones where you have to deal with putting out the goddamn elf on the shelf? So every year we do the elf on the shelf, you know, I'm sure everybody knows who that little weirdo is, but you know, you put them in crazy poses, you put them around the house, you dangle them from the ceiling fan, like whatever your thing is, we do it. My kids are mystified by it. It's a great tactic for making them listen, right? Sometimes you got to be creative, and damn, like if it takes a little stuffed elf to do that once a year, well, I'm down for it. I don't know how much that elf costs, $25, $30, whatever it is, but it's a nice price to pay to get a little bit of, you know, falling in line when you need to. Some good threats come out of it. So, you know, once a year, it is what it is. But, you know, every night you got to remember to put that little guy out and change it up because, you know, my kids will see him the next day and be like, oh, he didn't move last night. And then you're like, well, that sucks. Maybe he was tired or, you know, little do they know, maybe, you know, I was exhausted or my wife was exhausted or just friggin' forgot about it. But yeah, he's an interesting little character, and they sell all kinds of accessories for him, and it's a whole product line. I think that kind of shit's a little out of hand, but hey, again, I'm down for the cause. It helps me, you know, one time a year, so it is what it is. But I see all kinds of stuff online that people post and crazy things that they do with their elf, and I don't get too crazy with it. Simple is best. Got to keep the, you know, the magic, if you will, going as long as I can, until he figures out that, you know, you can go buy this little fucker at a Target, Walmart, wherever. So is what it is. But still recovering, I guess, from all the Thanksgiving hoopla, the Black Friday, the Cyber Monday. It just never seems to stop anymore. Retailers just continually pump out, you know, these are our top sales and you got to get here on Thanksgiving and, you know, fuck your family. You got to come out and spend money that you probably don't have and, you know, open up a credit card and save, you know, 1%. Like, if people really just looked into half the shit that these places say that they're offering with a little bit of a fine-tooth comb, they probably would realize that it's all such a crock of shit. I mean, nobody's giving anything away. Half this stuff is, you know, on sale at other times of the year for the exact same price, if not better. There's deal websites out there, Slick Deals being one of them. You type it in, you get notifications when this thing's on sale. But again, it's the magic of the holidays, right? You know, you don't have time for your family. You don't have time for your friends. It's all about sales and spending your money. And you know, you work so hard for it and then you just piss it away. I mean, I'm just as guilty. So, you know, not trying to be a hypocrite. That's why I'm bringing it up on the show. Everybody gets sucked in. This year, I didn't go as crazy. Last year, it was, you know, the TVs and all this stuff. I was moving into a new house, so honestly, I didn't have any TVs, so at that time, it made sense. But this year, it was like little things for the family. I threw in a few firearms for myself. You know, they won't be wrapped because I'm impatient, just like most of you guys. So I got a couple new weapons, pretty nice. Again, to me, I think they were on sale, but I'm pretty, you know, prevalent in doing my research. So I feel pretty good about it. But, you know, yeah. But Black Friday, it's a crazy, crazy time. You know, I don't know if any of you guys work in retail. I'm sure some of you do, or you have to deal with this kind of stuff. If you or, you know, your family members get into, you know, leaving the dinner table, heading over to Walmart and getting trampled and being crazy and, you know, ripping open boxes of TVs. That's just not my thing. Like, I'll go maybe like later in that afternoon or even online, because so many things were online that were supposed to be, you know, in store. So it's like, if you're into the experience, awesome, I get it. But if you just want that shit shipped to your door, free shipping, and you don't got to deal with a bunch of assholes running around pushing you and, you know, looking to get pistol whipped, hey, that's all you. But with that though, it's definitely a time of year, especially when you're out and about and all these people are, you know, hopped up on fucking eggnog, you know. Always got to be carrying, because you never know what these people are going to be up to. Again, I'm all about protecting myself. More importantly, protecting my family. So I stay strapped all the time, but more importantly, out and about, you know, with all these crazy people in retail. Like, you can't trust all these people. You don't know what they're up to. You don't know what their motives are. So, you know, that's why practice is key. Hit the range as much as possible. You know, try different tactics. And I'm sure, you know, many of you guys have heard this if you listen to very similar podcasts or if this is what you're into. But, you know, it sounds like it's the easiest thing to do, but it really isn't. You know, you got to learn different draws and you got to learn from pulling from your, you know, different holsters and things like that. If you have multiple weapons, you got to practice with those too. Practice with different types of ammo, different tactics. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of energy. But honestly, like, if this is your thing and you want to get better and you obviously want to make sure that you're on top of your game, it all pays off, right? And honestly, if you're just into shooting and getting better, I mean, it's practice just like anything. If you like golf, you go and practice golf. You go to the driving range. So it's no different. But yeah, that's what I'm into. I've hit it a couple times in the last few weeks. Just trying to stay sharp, especially with the new weapons that I got. Want to make sure that I'm ready, and you know, practice makes perfect. But yeah, so more importantly, so I'm gonna kind of cut to a quick ad here from one of our sponsors who keep this show running. If anybody else is looking to sponsor the show, who's into me, into what we stand for, by all means, hit me up on email, smellslikefreedompodcast@gmail.com, Facebook Messenger, Facebook, Instagram. But with that, I'll be right back. All right, and we're back. So, speaking about concealed carry and new weapons and practice and things like that, I'm curious about you know, where you guys live. You know, what is your ideal setup when you're carrying? Are you carrying you know, different types of weapons, different types of holsters, due to the different types of weather? So, depending on what, you know, coast you're on or what part of the U.S. that you're in. That does affect usually kind of like what you're going to wear. So I know here down south, right, like most of the year, 99% of the year, I should say, you know, it's hot, it's sticky, it's super humid. You're not necessarily looking to have, you know, your biggest weapon on your hip at all times. You're not always looking to do the out-of-waistband holster. You know, we're not an open carry state, obviously. But for me, you know, I'm always just trying to make sure, you know, you don't want to be printing. You don't want to be just kind of giving away what you've got going on, right? So the weather lately has been amazing. It definitely allows me to, you know, bust out some of the bigger guns, no pun intended. Easier to conceal, and when you throw on, you know, like a hoodie or a, you know, a flannel, something like that, just makes it less inconspicuous. So you don't want to be that guy sticking out there, you know, with his tactical pants, the tactical shirt, the grunt style, the tactical boots, the, you know, you're just looking for being somebody's eyesore. Not to say you can't wear any of that stuff, but, you know, the tactical fellas and ladies out there, you know who you are. No hate, but, you know, you're definitely not giving anybody any surprise. So if you wanted to, like, put a label on your back saying that you're carrying, go ahead and do so. But me, I like to kind of tone it down. I don't want to just give everything away. You don't give away the store. You want people to kind of do a little guesswork, not know that you've got something going on. God forbid you need to. But yeah, I mean, especially again, with all the crazy people in this world, like, you just got to make sure you stay protected. And again, family's number one for me. I want to make sure that no matter what, I'm always ready for whatever shit comes at me. No other way to say it. Switching gears. Funny thing I read the other day, if anybody has a Peloton, I would just love to know about it. It's that super expensive bike. most of the times every ad is like a multi-million dollar home, floor to ceiling glass windows, you know, someone who's already super fit using this damn thing. But this article was pretty damn funny. I have no use for a Peloton, just to kind of preface it that way. But as a company, they're either very smart with their marketing or they're completely oblivious to life. So again, all their ads show extremely wealthy people, wealthy scenarios using their products. Well, their latest ad for Christmas shows this chick who, you know, gets a Peloton for Christmas. It's a surprise from her husband. The internet's going crazy. You know, the liberals are off their rockers. Other people are even off their rockers. So I won't even make this political. But, you know, the husband's mistreating his wife. Who is he to suggest that she needs weight loss? Is she in an abusive relationship? Why is she video blogging her daily trials and tribulations of her weight loss on her Peloton? And then, you know, towards the end, she thanks her husband for getting this for her. You know, was she nervous? Did she have to give all this information daily to her husband? PSA, people, wake the fuck up. It's an ad. She got a Peloton. She wants to work out and stay toned. She's already trim anyway. Who cares? Why do we need to go in to these ads or to these movies or whatever the case may be? But we're talking about this Peloton ad. Who cares why he got it for her? Who cares the backstory? It is an advertisement, a commercial. It means nothing. It's to get you to feel like you want one too. You want to be in the in crowd. If you want to drop a couple grand on a fucking exercise bike with a TV on it, go for it. I'll go to LA Fitness and get the fucking same experience. And then I just get to see all the fucking, you know, odds and ends that traipse into that place. But why does it matter? Why does it have to be a hot topic on the internet that she's in a bad relationship or her husband is fat shaming her? She's not fat to start with. And maybe she asked for the bike. So you have no idea. It's an ad. It's not a real life story. It's not, you know, bits and pieces of this chick's life. It just cracks me up to the ends of the earth that these people go through to make something out of nothing. Mountains out of molehills, as they say. So let her do what she wants. She's not even a real fucking person. She's a real person, but she's not a Peloton owner. Maybe she is. I don't know. But again, Peloton is either extremely smart that they make these ads because they're oblivious to real life and they know that this is what people are talking about. I'm doing it. The internet's talking about it, right? So it's going to sell it. If not, it's going to at least get them some looks on their website or YouTube, hits on their videos, whatever. But if they're not smart, then they really just are completely out of touch. Like, you know, just like most companies, most celebrities, they just have no idea what's going on out in the real world. Coldplay, for instance. I'm not sure if any of you guys like them. One of my favorite bands of all time. For the most part, super mellow music. It's just always kind of chill. Some of their songs are a little off, but they came out with a new experimental album. This album is the worst album I have ever heard specifically from Coldplay. I was super excited when I heard they were working on a new album. I think it's been 3-4 years, maybe longer. Trash. Absolute hot garbage. Every song is political. There's literally one song called Guns saying there's, you know, guns in the workplace and on playgrounds and take the guns and this, that, and the other. But all of the songs have some derivative of politics and you know, the world and the president. And it's not even that I don't like it because of that. I just don't like it. Like, the sound is shitty. I don't know what they were trying to do or prove, but it is just fucking garbage. I don't even want to tell you guys to listen to it to find out how much garbage it is. But honestly, like, if you want to, like, give it a shot. It is just, I can't say any other word but garbage. Extremely disappointed. I don't even want to try to go see them in concert if they come out on tour, mainly because if they throw one of those songs in, it's lights out. Like, you might as well just end the show. I hope they stage a walkout. The album is called Everyday Life. I think it's 15 songs, something like that. But man, I don't know what the fuck they're thinking. And again, about their tour, just realized they're actually not touring because they can't find an environmentally friendly way to tour. So apparently they think that, you know, they should just be teleporting their band themselves, all of their equipment to these locations because, you know, they don't want to waste gas and fuel and diesel, transporting all of their stuff around and all of their materials, et cetera, et cetera. They're living in space. That's all I can say. So Coldplay, you fucking lost it. You lost me. I'm sure you lost a lot of other people. Like, you're out of touch with the world. Just give it a rest. Just make the music that you're good at. But now you're up there with U2 and Bono and, you know, the rest of the fucking morons out there. You know, just running shit into the ground, and you're losing a lot of people. So hats off to you. And Peloton, you might as well be the theme song, or excuse me, the product with their theme song or their songs from their album, because it is just ridiculous. But anyway, Christmas is around the corner. Again, I'm not a huge shopper. I just, if I find something I like it, I don't really care. It's a busy month, so I'm going to try to turn out as many of these shows as I can. Hopefully my next episode is going to have my buddy Felix from Not Your Final Destination podcast on here. We're going to try to link up and do an episode for each of our shows. So definitely look forward to that. Again, we are on all of these platforms. We're on Anchor. I'm on Google. I'm on Apple. I'm on Spotify. I'm on iHeart. You name it. Tell your friends, guys. Post. I enjoy seeing the interactions. I really do. Let's make this a gigantic success. Let's get back up there the way we were, you know, 1 or 2 years ago. I want to bring you guys just back into the fold and, you know, do what we can to kind of hype this show up, to just be extremely pro-American. We shouldn't be afraid to be happy with our country or do something about it. Yeah, but I appreciate you guys listening. This was a short and sweet one for you. Hope you all have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will see you next time. Take care.